2013 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The Library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas.
Come on, man.
All right, guys, listen up.
Yes, sir.
And before you step out into the night, possibly meet the woman of your dreams, I want you to do something for yourselves.
Yep.
Besides putting on deodorant.
Good.
I want you to appoint, elect, designate a driver. Because great times don't happen without that guy. No, they do not. Because he's the guy to make sure you don't act like an idiot in front of the cute girl staring at you across the room. He's the guy who buys a cold Budweiser, sends it over to her and says it's from you. He's the guy who requests a slow song while you guys are doing the Douglas or whatever you call it in the center of the dance floor. And then, at the end of the best night of your life, he makes sure you get her home safely. As if he hadn't done enough already. So raise high your Budweiser for the hero of the night, the designated driver. Great time to wait. Get some bus!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Mel Pearson in our studio. We're going from Friday night's 2-1 loss to Bowling Green to Saturday night's game. A little bit more scoring in this game, but the Huskies got down 2-0 in the first period. And scoring the first goal of this game, we knew would be very crucial, Coach. And I'm guessing that was one of the talking points going into the contest Saturday night.
Well, it was. To get off to a good, solid start and not to give them any momentum on the road. And having said that, again, you know, the attempted shots, we all tempted them again, 16-12. But I thought we had a strong period up until, you know, that first goal. There's a stretch there of really the last 5-6 minutes where it got away from us a little bit. And that's, it's a game of momentum, and you have to understand to manage the game. And we had a couple bad breaks go against us in that last 5 to 6 minutes. But up until that point, I thought we dictated the play. We're ready to play, and we're the better team. And, like, again, we had Blake Hiela gets a point-blank shot wide open. You know, we had maybe better chances than they did in Friday night's game. And then into Saturday night's game early, and we can't finish. And that's, you can draw anything you want up, you can do all the X's and O's, and if you can't finish, you know, you can't convert on your opportunities, it doesn't matter. Then, and all of a sudden, everything becomes, it's a fine line between making mistakes and trying to keep the game close. But having said that, we made a poor read on their first goal on the rush.
Here comes Dennis Ricks getting through the defense, hauled down on the play, and there's no call. Back the other way now come the Falcons, and they have a 3-on-2 developing. Inside of the Michigan Tech zone, passed over, Polkamp scores!
Well, Polkamp gets the goal, and one of those situations, Coach, we see so often at every level of hockey, but especially college hockey, down one way, good opportunity, back the other way, they score.
Yeah, and then that's what they did better than we did this weekend. The one thing that they did better, obviously, is execute their scoring opportunities, and we probably had just as many, if not more, grade-A chances than they did. When we get to the second period, I don't know how many opportunities we had on rushes, and we just could not. You know, a slow pass or a wrong read or a bad shot misses the net or whatever, but we just could not convert on our plays. But they converted on that play. A defenseman made a bad read on it. He thought it started as a 3-on-2, but we had a back checker, and he got back, and we left a wide guy way too open, and basically let him walk in on Phoenix and take a good shot, and caught Phoenix off guard a little bit too.
He did,
as you see, he just did not look comfortable on that shot, just the way he moved over or slid over from side to side, and it was a long pass. It wasn't a short pass. It was a long pass from the boards, almost three quarters of the way across across the ice, and Phoenix, for whatever reason, he just maybe thought the guy was going to shoot it, and he just froze for a little bit and then really had to scramble to get across the ice to try and make the save. But nonetheless, good shot.
Polkamp gets the goal, his ninth of the season, from Carpenter and Sullivan. 14:35 of the first period, Bowling Green goes up 1-0. Then the goal that I think was kind of the... Well, a big turning point in the
game. It was. Like I said, the first goal was, and then, you know, we eventually continued to play well, and we got a power play. And, you know, things were going pretty well on a power play. A power play had success the night before, and then, you know, a few weeks ago when we played them. And weird play. So,
Was Pietola's chance right before the second goal? When was
it? Yeah, that was to tie it. That was the shot, and that would have tied the game at that point.
And here it was.
Falcons coming down. Carpenter fires the shot wide of the net and picked up by the Huskies. 3-on-2, back the other way. Now Estero sends it over for Shane Hanna. Hauls it in. Shot. Big rebound there off of Burke. Loose puck shot. Scores! They're going to wave it off. They're going to wave it off. Sane with a penalty against the Huskies.
Well, Stouros is called for the penalty. There was so much going on that I saw a player fall down. But I saw Stouros fall down too, and when they whistled it, I thought, okay, maybe it was a good call. I've gone back and looked at the video of it, and I'm not convinced it was the right call. But
yeah, it's a tough call for the official because Reed Stouros and one of the defensemen, Perrier, were tangled up in front of the net. So we took a shot, big rebound. I think David Johnston or Shane Hanna slid the puck. It was coming towards Reed, and these two players are battling for it. And it's almost like Reed's going down, and he reaches out to sort of his arm is tangled up with their guy to grab him. Mm-hmm. And then for some reason, their guy goes down before Reed does. Puck slides through to Blake. He shoots it in the net, and it's like a bang, bang. You know, they don't call a penalty until we touch a puck. But if it happened in our end and they scored, I guess I would be a little upset. It's like the call earlier in the year against us, against Bowling Green, when they trip Tana in the change of possession and they score. It's the same type thing, but back then we didn't get the call. This game they get the call. And that's how this game can be sometimes. And so from that point on is a huge break, is a huge turning point in the game. So now we go from being on the power play to now we're 4-on-4.
Well, yeah, and to have the game tied.
Correct. It would have been a tie game at that point. So and then shortly thereafter, we take a penalty 4-on-4. And that ends up putting us down 5-on-3. Shortly thereafter.
Walker with it. Back over for Murphy. Swinging around on that left side. Right side of the zone now for DeSalvo. Back up top for Walker. Walker looking to shoot. Now hands it off to DeSalvo. Back door. Right there. Loose puck.
Getting the goal at the 19:01 mark of the period on the power play. 5-on-3 power play. Burkle, his ninth of the season. Ryan Carpenter and Dan DeSalvo get the assists. And a lot of the same names we keep hearing from Bowling Green.
DeSalvo's, they've got good players. I mean, they've got, they're the third highest scoring team in our league. They got some guys who know how to finish. Like I said, they've got a great base of juniors and seniors on their team. And they had their ups and downs during the year. But like I said, they've been able to turn it up in playoff time, and they're at home. And but we took a penalty when we're 4-on-4, Dirk, to put us 4-on-3, and then, you know, obviously the guy came out of the box, another 5-on-3. I did not like the penalty we took, 4-on-4. You know, it's just a penalty, cross-checking in front of our net. Just, you know, you have to manage the game. And that's where you have to understand the situation. If you take that penalty, it's going to put you 5-on-3 eventually. That's where we have to learn to be better. You know, as a freshman who's played really outstanding hockey for us this year, but, you know, you have to understand that situation in this type of setting in a very important game. You know, and obviously they get that goal in the last minute of the period on the power play to go up by 2. And here I thought we played for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. A very solid period.
So we're down 2-0 after one. Shots in the first period, 8 apiece. And we go to the second period, and things are going okay, and then they get that third goal at the 13:30 mark to make it 3-0.
Down inside of the Michigan 10 zone, this is Mercier. Back to the point. Big shot there. Shot taken. They score. Copley never saw the puck. Great big shot from the point. Walked in. Shot taken. Heavy screen. And now it's a 3-0 deficit for the Huskies.
Well, what are your thoughts on the psych shot there, the fake shot? Should we have? I mean, was it that good, or was that a bad play by us?
Well, a combination. You know, that's some good deception there. But up until that point, I thought the first 10 minutes of the second period, we were the better team, and we had those 2-on-1s and 3-on-2s that we were just a little off.